I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, directed by David Bowden, presents a concert titled Four Horns Front and Center at Columbus East High School, and that's Saturday, April 30th, 7:30. David talks about the music at 6:40 before. Our guest is the horn player for the evening, a guest back from Spain recently where he's been playing there, and that's Zach Glavin. Zach, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're a horn player. You're from the Texas area. When did you get the bug to play the French horn? When did that happen?
It occurred when I was about 11 years old. And really, I had absolutely no idea. I had no intention of playing the instrument. I really wanted to play the trumpet or trombone. And I think, fortunately, the middle school director said, no, you should play the French horn. You looks like you have the lips for that.
So, really?
Yeah.
So he sort of looked you over and said, yes, sir, you're a French horn player?
I suppose so. I'm not sure how can you really tell from that, but...
Did he tell other people, gee, you know, you've got the lips for the trombone or mellophone is just the thing for you?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to start because you had the lips, and I gather that that's continued to be the story. So you went through middle school and high school playing French horn. Then where did you do your undergrad?
Oh, well, I did my undergrad right here at IU.
Who'd you study with?
Studying with Jeff Nelson.
Now, Jeff Nelson, in addition to being a terrific horn player, he plays with Canadian Brass, is also a deft magician. Did you pick up any tricks from him?
To be able to really explain Jeff's teaching in a few sentences is quite difficult, but I mean, his ability to connect with his students is really amazing. And I mean, he's able to get his students to just play in front of an audience of however many people, just as they were, you know, if they were playing by themselves, with confidence by themselves.
That's a wonderful ability in a teacher, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the features of the concert you're playing with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic is after the Bach Orchestral Suite, and they reset the stage, you and three of your compatriots are going to be right out there in front instead of neatly nestled back behind the violas and the cellos.
That's right.
For the Concertstück for Four Horns and Orchestra by Robert Schumann. It's been described as having three movements that sparkle, soar, and rollick. And David Bowden says it's also really pretty hard to play.
Yeah, that's right. I guess the things that we have to consider is that this piece was written in 1849.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, there were pretty distinguished different types of players, you know, high and low. And So this piece, at least for the first horn, sits really high up in the horn's register. And that was in part because the high horn players of that time were playing comfortably in that register. Things have definitely changed nowadays. Horn players now have sort of become both high and low players, sort of with an extended range.
So are you the high horn player in this particular thing?
Actually, the arrangement that we're playing is an arrangement from the American Horn Quartet, which is a group made up of principal horn players. And so it's actually more evenly spaced in terms of putting the spotlight, I suppose, on each horn player. So, and this horn section of the Columbus Indiana Philharmonic is actually sort of just that. It's a horn section of fantastic players and really principal players who are fully capable of doing really well.
We've been talking with Zach Glavin. He's one of the four horn players featured out front of the orchestra in the concert entitled Four Horns Front and Center with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic. Opens with a Bach orchestral suite, followed by the Schumann piece for four horns and orchestra, and then the Beethoven Symphony No. 7. The performance is at Columbus East High School, Saturday the 30th at 7:30. Musically speaking, with conductor David Bowden at 6:40. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.